coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your cornered couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
February 19th, 2018.
And this is episode 226. You're not used to that, were you?
No. I actually, what you were doing.
Yeah, that actually faded out quicker than I wanted it to. Like, a lot quicker.
Basically, you just turned the sound off. There was no fading.
No, it was faded out. It was fading out. But it definitely went quicker than I wanted it to, so.
All of a sudden, I was just talking into the void.
You were. You was like, oh, did I die? So what's going on, everybody? I'm Jay. This is my lovely wife, Renee.
I wish I had like some sour mix because I need a really strong Midori sour.
Why don't you use the margarita mix?
I don't want to use the margarita mix. I don't think that tastes good. I'm fine.
Wait a minute. There's actually sour in there.
It's old sour.
I don't think it's old sour.
It's old sour.
Did you check the date on it?
No.
It's not old sour.
It's old sour.
It's not.
Anyway, because my kids are driving me to drink. For a couple months, it was great. They went to bed when they were told. And they just lay down and they were asleep in like 5 to 10 minutes. It was great. After they got over the flu, which we talked about already, right?
Yeah, we already talked about the flu.
After they got over the flu, they are monsters.
Oh, yeah.
They will play around for an hour, screaming, crying. I wouldn't let Maya keep grabbing freaking paper towels. So Zoe. It was like, no.
It was Maya. Oh, okay.
Acting like she had lost her mind. But anyway. So, they're going to drive me to, like, get drunk every night.
Yeah. So, sorry about that. So, just want to say what's up to the Valen Tavern. What's going on, everybody? I know we have Moo Hogan. We have some sweet grass out there as well. Not sure who else is watching, but thanks for being here with us.
Hey.
Absolutely glad that you're here and everything else. And, yeah. So, this is the week of Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You know, so Valentine's Day fell on a Tuesday. And, you know, there were some people that did things the week before, and some people did things the week after, and some people like us,
just don't do it at all.
Just didn't do it at all. And I did not start recording the podcast until just now.
Wow.
So what's up, YouTube folks? We just got through talking about Valentine's Day.
I thought you meant record. Like,
nah, it's the video.
Okay.
So they're going to come in like, we're the cornered couple.
Yes.
So.
Yes, for those of y'all who, you know, missed what kind of couple we are.
Yeah. So Valentine's Day went. Which kind of started Valentine's Day had a tragedy, you know. There was the shooting, the mass killing down in Florida.
Yeah.
At a Florida high school. 17 people died. And, you know, thoughts and prayers were thrown out again.
Lots of them.
You know, a lot of anger towards the thoughts and prayer people, and lots of anger to the let's get rid of all the guns people, and lots of anger to the mental illness people. I think there's something that can be done, and I don't think it's one answer to how to make it better.
Yeah.
I think it's a multifaceted solution that has to be had. And I think once everyone stops, when people start listening, if people start to listen and stop, you know, trying to just prove their point, I think progress will be made. And that's just, it's just crazy that, you know, those people had to lose their lives.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just nuts. It's just nuts that happened. I own a gun.
Right.
You know, I'm responsible with it and everything else. And we know that everybody's like, well, the criminals that they're always going to have guns because they're not going to go through the system. Well, guess what? This person that had the AR-15 went through the system.
He did.
He got a gun legally.
So everybody's like, well, the criminals are going to follow the law. But just because no one's going to follow the law doesn't mean we shouldn't have laws in place at all.
Right.
We have laws for everything for safety.
Yeah.
We have speed limits. We have seatbelts.
So what's funny is if it was funny, somebody had said, if the guns don't kill people and the guns don't kill people, then why we worry about Kim Jong-un with his nukes?
No, yeah.
I mean, he has his nukes just sitting there. You know what I'm saying? It's just Kim Jong, you know. They can have their nukes. Why can't they have their nukes? Then if it's not about, you know, the tool.
Yeah, you know? It's definitely about the tool. People can say all kinds of stuff, but it's about the tool.
Right, right.
But, it's tough. And this one's harder for me than the others, which is crazy.
Right.
Others. Right. This is the 18th one. But,
was this the 18th or 19th?
I heard 18.
Okay.
But then I heard 19 kind of floating around. But 18 was the one I heard all the time. Thoughts and prayers, babe.
Yep. I think what it is that I just need to be action, you know.
Yeah.
Not, you know, with those thoughts and prayers and tweets and Facebook posts and stuff like that, we got to make sure that we're doing some actions. We're calling people. We're pushing our elected officials to push reform, you know. Let them know what you're thinking and everything else. Just don't let them sit on their laurels and just rest on there and just kind of ride it out. Hold them responsible, you know. Ask the hard questions. That's what we have to do. All right, so going from that topic to a lighter topic.
Relatively lighter.
Relatively lighter topic. did you put any notes out here?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So, for those of y'all who know, I am a generally happy-go-lucky person.
Right.
I will take a lot if, you know, I don't like confrontation, so I will back up.
We're going to the...
Was the next thing in the list.
Oh, I see it now. Okay, we're going to that. Hold on, let's hold on for that.
Okay.
No, actually, you know what? Let's go ahead.
No.
Because it goes into our title about being cornered.
Yeah,
it so does, go ahead.
Which is why I was going to go into it.
Yeah, go ahead, babe.
So, I will take a lot. I will do a lot to avoid confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot. But if you keep coming at me with confrontation, you're going to get it, and it is not going to be pretty.
Right.
When I get cornered, I fight. You know, I just like, I seem like I'm a pushover until I'm not.
Right.
So someone backed me into a corner.
Yeah.
This weekend. And I lashed out, and it could have been so much worse, but Jay stepped in.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want me to say anything I would regret, I think, kind of thing.
So here, you know, grief is a motherfucker. You know, let's go ahead and get that explicit out there. Grief comes in all different forms and everything else. And a lot of times there are hints when you ask someone something, and you're probably like, why are they talking in such vague terms, you know? Because, honestly, we're not want to put this person on blast. But if you have to be listening to it, you know, we know we're talking about you.
Yeah.
So, if you asked Renee to do something, you know, and you just saying it in passing, and you're assuming, and you don't even ask for Renee to do this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to the restaurant at 10:15 tomorrow.
That's basically.
Okay, good.
Like, oh, cool.
Okay, good, cool.
Cool for you.
Yeah. And then it comes 10:10, and you're like, are you coming? No, I never said I was going to come. You know, you never asked, for one. And then it's kind of like you're assuming that this person is assuming that you're going to do something.
Right.
Which isn't fair at all. I mean, that, you just don't assume somebody's going to do something just for shits and giggles. And if it was never agreed upon, and they're like, no, I'm not coming, don't get pissed off.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you start asking all kinds of questions that are inappropriate. You take a stance that is inappropriate. And then you get defensive when someone starts telling you why they made a choice that they made.
Right.
And that's a real quick road that you're going to get on to getting told about yourself.
Because I will tell somebody about themselves because I had so much to say.
Right. And so
yeah.
My job, I feel that my job is as a husband, as a friend, and I'll do this for my friends also, but mainly for my wife and my family, that when I see them distraught or in a predicament that they are not comfortable with, and I know that they're about to do something that they're going to regret. Not necessarily regret. I don't even think you would have regretted it.
Nope.
Would
not have.
But it would have been something that would have caused more damage, and I know there were no F's given. I felt that my job is to cover you, is to intervene. And because there was a bigger grief is crazy, because there was a bigger picture in it, because and I know everyone's like, what the hell are Renee and Jay talking about?
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So basically what it was, there was something that triggered Renee's grief, and it was a ask of Renee, and it was an ask of Renee that was not fair, and Renee didn't quite. Sometimes when you end the grief, you don't see the full picture.
Right.
You're just like, I'm hurting, I'm pissed, and me being your husband, your friend, seeing what's really going on, saying, okay, you might want to step back, because what you're asking is triggering more grief than was caused.
I know, but the thing is, it wasn't even that, like I would have gone to this thing,
right,
if they had asked me the right way. They immediately came at me terribly.
You're right.
Came at me hard, and I'm like, whoa, like, I'm willing to go through a bunch of stuff, go to this thing, whatever, but if you come at me hard, you don't ask me to do something by coming at me and telling me and pulling
the guilt trip.
Yeah.
I mean, you.
Yeah,
when you
put my mom's name into it.
Yeah.
It's a guilt trip.
Yeah. So this person decided to say, "Well, what would your mom do?"
I was like, "She would go because she's mom. I'm not mom." Which is true. All those things are true. I am not my mother.
Which, on my side, you know, that right there almost set me off.
That one right there?
That almost set me off.
Yeah,
because
I can see that.
I don't do well with guilt tripping. I don't do well with someone using someone that I love against someone else that I love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You kept your head very well because, yeah.
So
I'm very proud of you.
So I said, you know what? Chill out. I'll go.
I was
Renee,
like, okay.
You stay back. I'll represent my family. I will represent my family.
Because if I had gone, it would not have gone well, probably.
Right. And, you know, I went. I smiled. I shook hands. I got an evil look. I was real close to saying something. But I walked out after I finished what I need to do. Because when it comes down to it, and I'm just going to let you know, the day is going to come where this conversation is going to be had. And I'm so ready for that conversation. And because there's a lot that needs to be learned in this situation. And I want to apologize to everyone because it seems like we're talking very vague, and we are.
We are. I mean, I don't want to call anybody out intentionally.
But it's just a situation that is not very good. Well, not very good. It's just it was mishandled.
Yeah. So just so you know, I may seem like a pushover, but you don't know when you're going to reach that point where right. I'm not rolling over anymore and it's not going to be pretty.
And my advice to everyone, you know, grief comes in all different forms, comes in all different ways. As a parent, one thing that I've learned is that I need to own what I've done. You know, there were things that, you know, in my divorce from my first wife, I handled things in a way that I could have handled better. You know?
Yeah.
And the way I handled those things, I hurt people. You know? And I still have to deal with that, and I still have to own that. I mean, and I also know my triggers of depression and anxiety. And when things gets hard, I kind of wall up and I pull in and I don't reach out. You know, I mean, I had to apologize to my daughter.
Right.
You know, this weekend, because the girls getting the flu, with some shit that went down at work, with shit going down at my second job and everything else. My anxiety was so high that I pulled in. And I didn't reach out to my kids to see how they were doing. You know, that was a failure on my side as a dad that I shouldn't have let happen. But I did. I mean, I'm 42 and I'm still trying to get this thing right with life, with having a blended family, being a divorcee, being a friend. And I still get shit wrong.
Yeah, I think it's common.
And
I think it's going to be like that for a while.
And the thing that I hate so much about it is that I wish that I wouldn't get to the point where I F up so much. You know, I feel like I'm sorry. But I feel like sometimes, does it fall on deaf ears? You know, oh, you're sorry. You know, you apologize too many times. You're just going to do it again. You know,
right.
I fix it. I try to fix it. I do work towards it. I try to do my stress relievers, take my medication, take my alternative medication and everything else.
Right.
To try to get everything on track, you know. It doesn't always work. But that's part of getting older, part of life, that we're trying to do better and trying to be better
right.
with everything. And that's my hope for this person, you know, that they will try to be better and they try to do better. But at the point, if we say something and you get defensive, just like with the debate of gun control, we just need to stop talking, because you're like, I'm grieving too. Oh, you went on the defensive and you're not hearing.
Right.
No one's saying that you're not grieving. No one's saying that you're not having pain, but can you take a moment and have some empathy and listen to the pain of my wife? You know, because I'm not saying we're going to discount what you're doing, but I just need for you to take a moment. Take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes, take however long it is for us to kind of explain what's going on so that you can just stop, listen, understand, have empathy, and we move on.
But this is true.
I mean, that's just the thing.
But anyway, but I didn't mean for it to get that deep. I just want to, it was just, and I don't get cornered that often. You've seen it happen to me.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
And
I did. And
this is, yeah. But so, that annoyed me. So,
yeah.
So if y'all want to bring it.
And it just so, and it pissed me off so much because when you hung up, you started crying.
Yeah. It wasn't a full on cry.
It wasn't, but it was more of a, it was, I felt like it was part of a, ooh, I want to get in that person's butt so bad. It was the angry cry,
yeah.
The grieving cry, the angry cry. It was a angry grieving sandwich cry,
yeah.
You know, so yeah. So that's just a key thing, you know,
be
patient with us, you know.
Agreed.
So something else that actually has brought us joy this past week is that I'm not sure if some of you know, but Queer Eye for the Straight Guy used to be a TLC show that came on cable television some years ago.
I had heard of it, just never watched it.
This is a show, I was telling Renee, this is a show that my ex-wife and I loved so much because we were the odd ones in church that, you know, we welcomed homosexuals, transgender and folks in our homes. You know, we went to a Southern Baptist church in Nebraska. So we embraced them, you know. But on Netflix, they've rebooted the series called Queer Eye. And they're doing the same thing where they're doing makeovers for straight guys. There are the Fab Five, which are five gay guys. There are a team with culture, hair, grooming, clothing, cooking, and decor. Right?
Design.
Design. Close. Yeah. And this show is just amazing. And they stepped it up. It's on TLC, so they get the curse, you know, and all that other.
You mean Netflix?
It's on Netflix, so they get the curse and all that. And Renee and I are fighting over Jonathan right now.
Oh, I am loving Jonathan.
Yes, girl. Yes.
We were talking about how we would love for just Jonathan to follow us around in our daily life.
And be like, yes, girl, cold girl.
Like, oh, you better get out of that car,
you better
girl.
Cold. That cold look efficient AF.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
Yes, girl.
Yes, Jay. Go ahead. Push that apply button to that policy. Yes, Jay. Yes.
That's Jonathan.
I just need...
Like he'll just follow me around talking just, about... like, yes! Put those dishes in that dishwasher, girl. You better get it.
Yes! Get them kids in the bed. That's right. Beat their ass. Nah. We don't whoop our kids.
But, so we are fighting over him. And his hair is amazing.
Man. His hair is amazing. It's
lame and amazing, man.
It is. So if you have Netflix, definitely check out Queer Eye. It is so good to watch something like that. I mean, one episode, they're doing like a police officer, and one of the guys is black. And it was a good show for the police officer and the black guy. You know, kind of just talking. I mean, they do more than just make them look good and feel good. They break the barriers, and they touch the heart. Both sides get touched. It's not just them touching other people's heart. It's people touching their hearts because it's like, yo, we accept you. We love you. You know, da 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 da. It's not all bad.
Right.
And it's just, in this time that we're in, with the Cheeto piece of garbage.
Right.
That's the, guess the first time I actually, you know what?
You don't call him Cheeto.
I think that's the first time I really talked bad about that guy.
Really? Okay.
Well, like that. Like that. Where it was kind of like, you know what? I respect the office of president regardless who's in it. I respect the office. There's not all the time where I respect the person that's in that office.
Right.
And it's just crazy. I mean, especially, which kind of leads me into one of the topics that we have here is that there are world leaders. There are U.S. officials telling world leaders to ignore this man's tweets. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's just like, can someone just take...
Well, President Trump.
Yeah, anyway, I hate the autoplay.
Me
by
too.
The way.
As well.
Because his tweets, we got these world leaders reading his tweets and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, dude, chill out. Can you stop? It's kind of like your dad. It's kind of like your dad telling a bad joke or your dad doing something. And you're kind of like, oh, God, Dad, will you please stop? Because he's representing all of us. We voted, not we, but we as a whole country put this man in office.
Right.
You know, we can say we didn't vote for him. We didn't. But we as a country who should be sticking together put this man in office.
Mm-hmm.
And he is supposed to be representing us to the world. And it's just crazy how, dude, put a rein on it. Stop. Just stop. You know, it's kind of like, sometimes I just think, is he just sitting on the toilet?
Yep.
Just tweeting the stuff out?
I'm going to say yes.
I mean, this dude has like Twitter wars with people. I just don't get it, man.
He's worse than a child.
I absolutely just don't get it.
How are you going to start a Twitter war with Oprah? With Oprah.
Why? I mean, is this Nicki Minaj and Cardi B going at each other?
I know why. It's for attention. But why must you need attention?
This is like some Cardi B and Nicki Minaj going at each other.
Yes.
You are an elected political figure. Why are you going at people? So it's just crazy. I just don't get it. I don't get it at all why he feels the need.
Yeah.
And then also while we're talking about Twitter.
Yes.
Twitter has been mocking the fake Black Panther assault stories where people are like, so there's a group of people that are out there that actually want to see Black Panther fail. And they're tweeting out stuff like, oh, they're tweeting out an old picture and saying, oh, I went to the movies and I got assaulted by these black people and they said I didn't belong. And it's kind of crazy. And so what happened on Twitter was, Twitter came together and they start doing like reverse image lookups and stuff like that, mm-hmm. saying, yo, this is an old picture from here. This isn't true. And then they started firing back, you know, people saying stuff like, me and my white boyfriend went to see Black Panther and a black family said, this movie's not for you, fam. And they knocked off his nose. We're going to the emergency room now. And they posted a picture of Bert and Ernie when Ernie took Bert's nose off.
Oh, my God.
So it looks like
yeah.
he has no nose.
So, yeah, these were kind of like, oh. And they got more and more ridiculous as it went.
Right. And so speaking of Black Panther, babe, we went to go to Friday.
We did. We took the day off.
Yeah, so we took, it was National Black Panther Day. at the Valentine Asshole, which on 2/16 of every year will be hence here forever, now and forevermore be known as National Black Panther Day, NBPD. And we will watch Black Panther. So Friday morning we woke up and we took the girls to school. We already had our tickets purchased for Black Panther. We went to Super Chefs. Super right. Chefs is a superhero themed restaurant that is black owned here in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. How did you enjoy your breakfast?
It was good. It was very, very rich.
So you got the Elvis minus waffles. Chocolate, right?
Yeah, it comes with chocolate syrup, but I didn't get the chocolate syrup. It okay. is a waffle with bananas, peanut butter, candied bacon, and caramel.
How was the candied bacon, by the way?
It was good. It wasn't, it didn't have a, the, I think it either needed more of it. It just needed to be more.
More candy?
More flavor.
More flavor, okay.
More salty and more sweet.
And our server was Renee's twin.
Oh my God.
That had freckles.
She kind of looked like me, apparently.
Yeah, it was kind of freaky for a second.
It did not look like me. I didn't.
Okay, so she didn't look just like you. She favored you a lot.
Okay.
And it was kind of weird. And I didn't like. I wasn't like looking at her.
Right.
And then you was like, and she has a gap like I have, and I was like, what? And sure enough, she had a gap like you did. And I was like, huh? That's something, you know. But I got the chicken and waffles.
Right.
I never had chicken and waffles before. The waffles were huge. The wings were meaty. I ate maybe like a corner of a waffle. You know how the Belgian waffle has cut it in fours?
Right, right.
I had like one section and then like three wings and I was full. You know, Renee and I are trying to do better. You know, after the year that we had, you know, we kind of gained some weight back. Renee has inspired me because I didn't know she was doing this, but we've both been trying to just do better with our eating habits and everything else, and it's been working. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of you.
I've
noticed a change in your pants as well. They're looking a little baggy, but you know, that's good. I'm feeling better and
that's
everything
good, yeah.
So we left breakfast. And then we put gas in the car and we went to the movie theater. We had a 10:20 showing. It was funny because the night before, our friend Jim, which is Johnny Feisty,
yes.
He had posted that he had accidentally bought tickets for 10 p.m. Thursday night. And he made a mistake. And so I said, yo, come watch it with us. You know? And so he messaged me. He was asking me, you know, where were we going? What time was the show? What seats did we have? And I was telling them, and then I looked at Renee. I was like, hey, Renee, Jim's gonna go to the movies with us. And she was like, okay.
I was like, oh, okay, fine.
So because I have another friend named Jim, and Jim, it's not that she doesn't love you, or it's just that you're more my friend than her friend. You're more my friend than our friend. And so she was like, oh, that's cool. Jim's gonna go with us. You know, this is my buddy that we played 40K with and all these other games that mm-hmm. she's met before and everything else, and super nice and everything. So we get to the movie theater and we go to the restroom. We come out and lo and behold, there's Johnny Feisty, Jim Harper. And I was like, yo, Jim, what's up? And Renee
and
was
like, what?
She was like, what are you doing here? And she was,
and
like,
his face was like,
I looked at Renee and I was like, I told you he was coming.
I was like, you didn't tell me it was that Jim. And then they realized, oh, I didn't.
Right, right. So it was pretty funny, you know. And again, Jim, my buddy 40K Jim, don't take offense to that at all. Renee likes you a lot. It was just that, you know, Johnny Feisty and all of us go way back. So she wasn't thinking, you know, because he dropped his Johnny Feisty stuff. You know, he's just been Mr. Jim.
Right.
You know, so I get it. You know, he's a friend of the show. He's a friend of our family. We love him. Absolutely love him and everything else. And so we went in to watch Black Panther. Black Panther was beautiful, funny, encouraging.
It was the best movie I'd ever seen. Not that most people don't say that, but I say that because right. of the way it made me feel. It was pure unadulterated joy.
And I
couldn't ask for anything more than that.
And as a as black people, it was amazing to see so much beauty on the screen, and not that it sounds so bad. I mean, we see so many movies where black actors and stuff like that are in the background so much, and it's kind of like, oh, I wonder what his story is, or I wonder what her story is, or man, I wish, they had a speaking part there. And it was just so amazing to have such a strong cast of black actors. Am I supposed to say actresses as well, or can I just say actors?
No, I've heard actors.
Okay.
I've heard both.
Okay. And what's up, Sax? It was just so great just seeing so much black beauty on the screen, and just like Disney and Marvel put so much money into this movie.
And they put research into it.
Research is just beautiful, and it was just done so great. And it was just blew my freaking mind at what they did. And there are a lot of times, and I feel bad because I talked to some of my friends who happen to be Caucasian. They have to be white.
Right.
And they fail to see the significance of this movie, And it's kind of like, oh, I was thinking Black Panther, he had on the black suit and everything. That means it was going to be a more gritty movie, kind of like Punisher or Black Man or Batman.
Right.
Where it's kind of like he's just killing all these people and stuff like that. And it's just like people don't understand that T'Challa is the king of Wakanda. He's the representation for Wakanda.
He's not just going to go out there and be all crazy like.
Right, because
Batman is.
He wants the people that follow him, he wants them to have a standard of life.
Right.
That goes beyond of just people disagree with you, so you kill them or you do these things to them. It's not like that. That's the last resort.
Yeah, like if people really knew Batman was Bruce Wayne, you could bet he ain't gonna kill nobody no more. Well,
right.
Well, he isn't a killer. He's not one.
Right.
But he definitely won't do the same stuff he's been doing as Batman.
Right.
Because it reflects on himself as
like
Bruce Wayne.
The country of Wakanda knows who Black Panther is. Because they go through a ritual. They go through battle to see who's going to be the king. And whoever the king is,
is the
person that has the Black Panther powers. And it's just like, they don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then just the fact that the black women, what's the guards called? Help me out, babe. That surround Black Panther.
Dora Milaje, I think it is.
Well, no, what's the group called that?
Dora Milaje.
Oh, the Dora Milaje, sorry. Because Black Panther's more Renee's team. I'm going to just, I'm leaning heavy on Renee for this because I'm more of a Punisher guy.
It's okay.
And, I read Black Panther and stuff like that. And I love Black Panther. But Punisher was my thing because everyone knows I'm the guy that loves the man on fire, Punisher, save the girl, torture, kill the damn bad guy, anyway, as bad as you can, person.
Yeah, that's more you.
Yeah. But I absolutely love this movie. And like I was saying, the Dora Milaje, they fought like the Amazon women from freaking Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Do not have superpowers. You know, people are like, man, I just felt like Black Panther was just along for the ride.
Right.
And the women that were fighting around him who don't have superpowers were kicking ass. And I was like, yeah.
That's, yeah.
Because
that was awesome.
Freaking badasses. And it's just kind of like, and how is that not like amazing?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, oh, what the fuck does Black Panther do? He's the king of Wakanda. You know,
he is ruling a country.
He's ruling a country.
Plus being a superhero.
You know.
He had double duty.
Right. It's, I don't know, babe. So you feel that this is the best, your favorite movie of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
Black Panther.
So
it's unseated Jurassic Park.
Wow. So is this one that you would watch over and over?
Yeah.
That makes me excited because
I still like Jurassic Park. I still need to see it. I have it waiting for me. Jay got it for me, so I would like to watch it again.
Which one? Oh, the latest one?
No.
What?
First.
Oh, the first one.
In a while.
Man, you know, and in this, I finally realized that we forgot to watch Thor of Ragnarok. So
yeah.
Ragnarok, Thor, or whatever that damn movie's called. So we need to watch that. I need to figure it out. We got to find out where it is and everything so that we can watch it.
Right.
You know, because apparently, you know, we need to watch it before Infinity Wars, definitely.
We'll
because, as I told Renee earlier, you know, it's been long enough, but Asgard is gone, apparently. Since I got spoiled in another show.
So you just felt the need to spoil me.
Yeah, join me in getting spoiled. And thank Aaron from Black Astronauts in your Rune review for spoiling me. But it was past the time. It was my fault. There's a lot going on in life at that time. We didn't get to watch. Now I know that Asgard is destroyed or whatever. Then and everyone listening to Valentine Cast, if you didn't watch it, I apologize. You can blame Aaron from the Black Astronaut Show for spoiling me. So I'm passing that I'm passing that along to you all. And Aaron, you can call me and call me out. And you can come down to Louisville and beat me up because I miss you and I want to hug you. And I'll give you a pat on your back because I miss you, brother.
Oh.
But anyway, the last thing that I want to talk about as I just farted in my chair is
really?
That, hey, man, there was this dude on a plane, right?
Right.
The yeah. dude couldn't stop farting.
It's not his fault.
He couldn't. He was flying. They had to make an emergency landing because this dude wouldn't start farting because several passengers were kicked off because they were uninvolved into the farting fracas and that Transvestian cabin crew encouraged the violence. These people were fighting on the plane because there was one dude that would not stop farting. And as someone who is lactose intolerant, I'll just say, maybe he ate some cheese or something.
Yeah,
and
but
he just
couldn't
help
know
him.
That he's
yeah
lactose intolerant, and yeah,
yeah. So they had to make an emergency landing in Dubai. So where did they make this emergency landing? Oh, in Vienna is where they landed.
Okay,
that
sounds. See, I wouldn't want anything like that to happen because you know I just need plain regular rides, you know.
And Sweetgrass in the Valentine said, this is why I hate living in an apartment building. Someone drops a deuce, that shit travels through the hall.
I can imagine.
Through the hallway.
Now, it had to be really bad to do that, though, right?
Right. So here's my thing. If I do my shit travel through the hallway, I would get some poop pourri. They actually had some on clearance at Target. I would spritz that into the toilet. Hi, Maya. What is she?
All right. Good night.
Oh, my God, kids. I was spritz the toilet with some poopery before I dropped my deuce. You know what I'm saying? And it's just one of those things that kind of happens.
The poopery is amazing.
Poopery is freaking amazing at Target. I mean, it's just like crazy. So, anyway. So, I think, is that everything that we have on the show?
Let me see. I don't have much to talk about.
You don't have much to
talk about? That's about it. I mean, I need to cook more. My family's starving.
Whatever. We have food, babe. I am getting back into the way of Mount Airy of a pot of beans being cooked the night before.
Right.
I mean, at the beginning of the week, and that pot of beans is going to last us like 3 or 4 days. So, you know what? Yeah, we've been eating bean soup.
It's good, though.
It's good. I found out.
It's like an upscale pork and bean.
I would just say, putting sriracha in that stuff is amazing.
Hot sauce.
I've been doing the sriracha lately because that's how I change it up, Renee. Sometimes I do sriracha. Sometimes I do hot sauce. Sometimes I do crackers and a lot of pepper.
Right.
I just change it up.
Right.
That gives me a different texture. It gives me a different taste and everything else.
That makes sense.
I'm working with this because, hey, that's where we are. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like we broke. It's just like, hey, we're trying not to eat out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're cooking these meals, that huge meals at the beginning of a week or so. And we're trying to get it through. But Wednesday is always Sushi Wednesday.
It is Sushi Wednesday.
As I finish my well of 12 and everything, I think I was trying to think of something else I was going to say. But I can't quite remember what I was going to say. But I am just going to say a huge thank you to the Valen Tavern folks for showing up. I mean, we had Zobby. We had Muhogan. We had Sweetgrass.
Yeah.
We have Sax. Sweetgrass and Sax, I'm going to say, I absolutely really miss playing Overwatch with you guys.
Oh.
And I miss my Overwatch wife.
I know. You haven't spent time with her.
I have not spent time with Sweet like I should have been. And I absolutely miss you. I got to find out some way to rectify that.
Yeah.
But it's just, life is just kind of crazy right now. And I do miss it, you know. I mean, like, Year of the Dog is going on now. And there's like, oh, there's so much stuff I want to do. But it's just kind of like, I don't know. You know, it's just been shit crazy over here with everything that we have going on.
Just a little nuts.
Just a little nuts and everything. And just, you know, I'm hoping everything starts calming down and everything starts getting that, you know, normal again. But, you know, So, I felt like there was something else I was going to say, but I can't remember. But anyway, if you want to reach us, you can do so at, the email is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. Our blog is ValentineCast. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. And video, where can video be seen?
Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFilm.
Yeah, so definitely go out. If you guys haven't, check out my daughter's vlog, Teach Me How to College. There's a couple shows back where there's a link in there. Also, check out the Black Astronauts. They got a lot going on over there. Black Panther review, some new shows popping up. Check out Teddy D. The Hush Show put out their annual show.
Yay!
Now, I say annual show, but they're actually going to start back up. They're going to start trying to do like a 15-minute show.
Okay.
Is what they're trying to do and everything
else.
That's
good.
Yeah. So they're coming back like we did. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, we come back swinging. We're weekly now. What you going to do? And it's like, our kids are like, F y'all. We ain't going to go to bed on time. We're going to stay up while y'all recording. We're going to walk in and be like, Mama, Zoe jumping on the bed. Mama,
My butt hurts. Mama, my nose is running. Mama, I gotta pee. But yeah,
that's
so
about right.
You know, life is just freaking crazy. I'm with you, sweet grass. I try to get Renee into Overwatch. She's not quite. She doesn't do a lot of competition stuff, you know.
I don't want to lose. So
she don't
want
to lose.
Not to lose. Not to play.
Here's the thing. See, I come and play Overwatch right before I go to bed. It relaxes me. With Renee, she'll go to bed angry like, F all these motherfuckers.
Is that how I go to bed?
And here they are. Number one and number two. Hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. See, this is what we got to deal with. We trying to end the show.
We're almost done with the show.
Come here. Zoe, did you pinch Maya? Maya, did Zoe pinch you? Where did she pinch you?
Pinch?
Where did she?
Y'all hear how he says pinch?
Whatever.
He's always said that. Pinch.
Where did?
Come on up here so we can end
come
the
here,
show.
Come here, Zoe. Come over here, Zoe.
You end the show.
All right, so this is how it's going
to
go.
They're supposed to be in bed.
They've been in bed for like 2 hours. So.
But you have to be quiet.
All right, Zoe. See, did you pinch Maya?
No.
You didn't pinch Maya?
No.
You promise? Mm-hmm. Why is Maya saying you pinched her?
Yeah, it felt like a rectangle.
What? Because you didn't?
No.
Maya said you did.
Maya.
Huh?
Did Zoe pinch you?
Yeah.
Where did she pinch you?
Where?
Lie! Right here. Right where? Right here. Were you in Maya's bed, Zoe?
No.
Was she
you
in your bed?
Zoe's bed?
No, yeah.
You were in Zoe's bed?
Yeah.
Why were you all in
right,
Zoe's
anyway,
bed?
So. Alright, Zoe, you want to tell everybody bye? Are you going to go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
Say goodnight, everyone. Say, right. I'm going to bed now. Alright, go ahead and go to bed.
Alright, going to say goodnight to everybody.
Mommy's
going to
come tuck you in, or I will, okay?
Bye.
Alright, everyone.
I'll be there in a minute.
Oh.
Okay.
I got to figure it out. Maybe I feel like I need to make them run around the block. Like two times till they wear they ass out. Like I'm like running. Let's go 2 miles, girls. Let's go. Anyway, thank you all for being here. Thank you, Valent Tavern. We love you. And everyone else, we're out of here. Go see Black Panther. Treat yourself. And it's okay if you don't like it. But I'm just curious as to why you don't like it. Yeah. You good, babe?
I'm good.
You want to tell everybody bye?
Bye, everybody. Boops. Buh, 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 buh.